So hello everyone, welcome to another podcast of Success Begins, and this is my 13th episode in the hashtag 365 day podcasting challenge. And today I want to talk about something I bought from Amazon, and I received some different product that I purchased that was actually present in the image. So then I researched a lot about these things, that how many of these cases are happening. So what I saw, that when the Amazon sellers push their product to Amazon, there are some like people who are do these things for money, like leaving the fake reviews or leaving the fake ratings on those products. So like, then I went back to that product page and I observed that all of the reviews and rating were given on the same date, like 31st December or 2nd of May. And all users said something like this: this product is very awesome and it helped me, blah blah blah. So if you next time buy something like this, then make sure that all the reviews are not on the same date, or they are not some coincident like these types, because there is a business model called Amazon FBA, fulfilled by Amazon. So many sellers on the Amazon are cheating. But Amazon as a big company can't do much about these things. So as a user or as a consumer, you have to be aware about that. This is the little information that I wanted to share. And so with this, let's get started with today's podcast. And so today I want to talk about a mindset that all of us have when we leave our college or when we get into the real world. So what I saw and what I observed and what I feel, that everyone who is getting out of college, or they are trying to accumulate money as much as possible. They are trying to increase their package. They are trying to increase their position, and everything is dedicated towards money, right? And I'm not against that, because the money is can buy something, not everything, but almost everything. So money is good thing, but there is a proverb that says that the money can only be spent once, but the connection and knowledge can be spent twice, multiple times, even unlimited times. So money can only be spent once, but knowledge and connections can be spend unlimited times. So, and I observed this, that the college graduates or the college, like they are getting just out of college and they are trying to accumulate money, and they are not giving any attention regarding how to make connections, how to impact people, how to make stronger relationship and deeper relationship with their teammates, with their higher management. So they are just trying to get money. So this is something that is wrong, because you have to know this, that if you have some relation or if you have some strong connection, then you can use that connection later to generate more money than you ever imagined. So whenever it comes to choose money over relationship or money over knowledge, then make your decision wisely, because the decisions that you make every day are going to shape your future. So this is the my thought for the day. And the second is that it's all about intention, right? Your intention makes the difference. If you're learning the programming or learning the skills so that you can make money, then surely you'll make money because you're doing hard work. But if you're learning something, or if you're learning programming to create a product that is going to solve problems for millions of users in the real world, then you are going to gain impact and a valuable recognition in the community. So both of person, like one who has this intention of solving problem and one who has this intention of getting a job, both are working hard, both are working at the same pace, and they have same intellect, but when the intention is all that makes difference. So what I suggest that have a good intention about anything you're doing. Like, intention is all that makes difference. Suppose like you are going to the gym and you have this like you have this goal of gaining like 5 kg weights or increasing your muscle size. So that's your intention, like you want to do that. If your intention is to be fit and your intention is to be in shape, be confident about yourself, so you're more likely to attend gym when you have this goal of being fit, not having bigger bicep, because bicep and all those things takes time. But when result won't come, you'll get depressed. So intention is like both are doing same work, but the intention of one person is different than another person. Intention of one person is to get fit and intention of other person is to get bigger bicep to impress girls. So intention is everything that makes difference. So try to have good intention. So I hope that these ideas and little tricks and tips will help you to get through your life or your day or your years. And I'll be continue to provide these kinds of values. And if you like any of my episode, then just share on your social handles. It will encourage me to do more work, more such work like this. So thank you for listening, and have a good day.